And welcome, everybody. This is Jack Baruggi, and you're listening to Cloud Sense. And I tell you, I got a great show for you today. I've got Jeff Johnson. He is the head of Big Red Media, which is a spinoff of Robin Robbins' company. You know, she's one of the most amazing people. We call her Big Red out there. That's her nickname, and there's a real good reason for it. She's an amazing woman, and I'm sure that Jeff will tell us a little bit about that. But Jeff, welcome to Cloud Sense.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You know, first of all, tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're doing with Big Red Media. I know that, you know, you've spun it off of one of the existing companies. Tell me, what is the focus there? Where are you going with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we spun off Big Red Media off of Technology Marketing Toolkit. And so for those that know Technology Marketing Toolkit, we're the largest IT sales and marketing company in the MSP channel, in the IT channel, with nearly 10,000 clients over the last 18 years. But Big Red Media is really a lot more focused about working with the channel. And so working with those in the channel. So whether it's delivering the production of events, whether online or virtual event, or sorry, in person or virtual events, our MSP Success Magazine, which goes out to 17,500 CEOs of MSPs, or just doing anything around digital media, which is one of our expertises for the channel, is that we've got a lot of different tools here. And, you know, we really wanted to take it outside of just Technology Marketing Toolkit and what people know about the toolkit, because this is something a bit different, and really working to help our partners that are in the community.
You know, I usually ask how the present conditions, the pandemic and these circumstances have changed business. But it seems as if you guys were perfectly suited for something like this to come along. I mean, I hate saying it that way, but, you know, you guys had pioneered the virtualized trade shows back at a time when people weren't really looking at it as something that was maybe, you know, they were thinking it more as an ancillary in some cases, at least I was. But you guys were really thinking ahead. You were two or three steps ahead there, Jeff. I got to give you guys credit.
Yeah, I think we were, when we look at this, of where we've been doing hybrid events for the last 10 years, of where we've been doing it. But the thing about it is that the virtual side of it was never the focus before. The virtual side of it was an offshoot of just offering another service for our members, for our clients to be able to be there, whether they were somewhere in the world where it was difficult to travel to an in-person event, or just for whatever reason they couldn't make it there. And we put it in place really 10 years ago, of being able to have this virtual. It was a little bit of a trial that we did. And so we were positioned in a place of where we could actually take the current circumstances and move it into a real life, really beefed up virtual only, or even what we've done at some of our events of being a hybrid of where we've got a small contingent in person, and being able to have that technology behind it.
Hey Jeff, what is the turnout? I guess being somebody that's always wanted human interaction, I'm now getting used to looking at somebody's face on a screen. You know, what's the reception that you're getting now that people are completely dependent on it rather than something that they're just doing aside from everything else they're doing in person?
Yeah, so this was interesting. A good case study on this was our big annual event, our boot camp event, that it was actually shut down. The hotel was shut down 3 weeks before our event was supposed to take place in early April. We actually backed it up to the last couple days of April, the first few days of May. So we backed it up 3 weeks. So we had 6 weeks to plan. When we went from in person, when we had it in person, we had nearly 1,200 people registered for that event. 6 weeks later, by the time we had it, we had 4,700 people that were registered for the virtual online event, and nearly three quarters of them participated as part of that. One of the things that really beefed it up is that it gave the accessibility to people that really weren't going to be able to travel in person for a 3.5-day event, which is what our big annual event. The other thing, and this was really key, and we didn't even anticipate this, but we made it available to the team members of those that wouldn't come in person. And I think this is a big key part of it, of everything with this virtual, of what it's really opened it up for, is that there's a lot of people, whether they were technical, whether they were ancillary parts of the business, maybe that it didn't make sense to spend a couple thousand dollars to send someone to an in-person conference, not just ours, but other conferences, or business partners that really weren't the person that would go to that in-person. All of those people now could actually participate.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. As somebody who's in their 50s, the convenience of it, yeah. I mean, you know, just not having to travel, not having to go, you know, I've done that. I've done it for so long. And now you're bringing it right into my office, right into my big screen on my desk. I love it. I think it's absolutely one of the greatest things in the world. I really do.
And you actually bring in a lot of those people that are influencers on decisions around technology, business decisions that before what happened before this year at all kinds of different conferences is that one person, two people, whatever it was, would go to a conference. They would get great ideas. They would see great technologies, perhaps. They would visit the trade show area and then they do all these things. They had a job now that they had to come back to the office and they had to select and figure out, what am I going to sell to the key people on my team that I need to sell this to? Or they would go about it and just be a dictator and saying, here's what we're doing. And then they'd struggle with the buy-in. Now you get it where with these virtual events of where you can actually send your key influencers on those decisions to go check things out for themselves and get buy-in. And when they are getting buy-in on it at the same time, they may actually be asking questions that you didn't know to ask. There to be able to get an informed decision first, or they're just able to participate, whether it's a keynote in a main stage session or a technical demo, they can participate so that they're actually on the same page with you now. And I think that's been the biggest thing that I've seen that has been a huge shift in just such a short period of time.
But you know what? It sounds like it's more efficient than ever before. And for me, it's just like working from home. I feel more productive at times. And here, I guess here's a question for you. Is this a permanent shift? Are we going to go back to the way it was, you know, pre-pandemic and get, you know, thousands and thousands of people at these events? Or are we going to see more of a virtualized hybrid type of event for everything out there?
I truly believe that you're going to see a hybrid on this. I think what this has done very quickly, faster than any technology could have ever done, is that it's actually normalized the whole virtual experience side of things. And it's got people to rethink this. But at the same time, people really yearn for that in-person interaction. And so I don't think you're going to do away with that, of where we've got people that are just itching. I was just talking with someone right before this, and their team, it was someone that's in the channel, and their team is just ready to get out on the road and talking with people in person because that human interaction is very important. But I think people have really realized very, very quickly on this, it's not just the human interaction that's important, that there's a lot of factors of what you can do from a virtual, including the convenience. And you've got to have that trade-off, and people are going to have to evaluate that trade-off between that traveling that adds a day on the front end, on the back end, that you're out of the office, you're not getting things done there to actually going in person. But I think you're really going to see, I mean, we've already seen this, we're doing some hybrid, some small events that we're doing this fall in five different cities. And we're getting a great reception because people do miss that in-person even though they've had a lot of this virtual experience.
No, I can imagine. But for those of us that are getting older in age, you know, time is more than money. It's precious, you know, and it's so anything that could save us some time is great. Hey, listen, before I leave you, you know, give me an idea. You see tens of thousands of vendors and different types of technologies across. Is there every now and then, and I ask this just with about everybody that I interview, is there anything out there that you see that you've said to yourself, now that is cool. Everybody's got to keep an eye on this. Might not be tomorrow, might not be in another year or two, but in 5 years' time, it's going to change the world.
Yeah, I think it just continuing on the same topic of what we're talking about is that when you start talking about the augmented reality and what I'm really curious and fascinated on is what augmented reality is going to do for in-person events. So if you could take the experience of in-person and the convenience of the virtual of what we're seeing right now and combine them together into something of where you don't have to travel, but you actually have a lot of that experiential nature of being an in-person event, I think that's where when you combine those two together, and we're not going to see this. I don't think we're going to see this in the next 12 months. It may be 5 years before we're really seeing this take off. But I think that is going to be a huge game changer for what's happening on industry events and everything that's going on. And I think we're only seeing this really escalate and go faster right now because of everything that's going on and everything having to move to virtual, that this technology will only come on quicker than we would have ever imagined before.
That is probably a perfect place to stop it. Jeff Johnson, the head of Big Red Media, is, by the way, does Robin Robbins have that much energy when you're talking to her personally, all right, that she does when I see her? You know, I mean, because she is just so full of energy. I get worn out sometimes looking at her.
Yeah, she is. She definitely has the energy that's why we've grown like we have over the last 18 years.
And I love it.
She truly is that leader.
That is a testament to leadership indeed. Jeff Johnson. Jeff, thank you so much. Again, Big Red Media. This is Jack Berugian. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.